Inspire. Radio.
The Gospel Station. The good news right here, right now.
Inspire. Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Tasha Cobbs Lennon. I'm so excited to be here. So we're going to do a few worship songs today. And just have some fun. Loosen up. We're going to go to church some, all right? All right. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power,
there is power, yeah, in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Say, there is power,
there is power
in the name. Break every chain, yeah.
Break every chain.
Wow, that's one of my favorite songs. And it speaks to me every single day. This next song that we're about to do, it is a song called You Know My Name. It's a song I wrote with one of my friends a few years ago now. And the song just talks about how God knows you outside of what anybody else has called you. You know, sometimes people will try to speak things over you that God did not design for your life. And no matter what they've said about you, He knows exactly who He's called you to be and what your purpose is in the earth. So we're going to sing this song today, and it speaks to my heart, and I hope it speaks to yours. Thank you for loving me, oh yeah. Here we go. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Yeah. And oh, how you walk with me. Thank you. And oh, how you talk with me. Oh, how you tell me that I am your own. You know my name.
You know my name.
Oh, how you want. Parker. Give it up for Tisha. So we have one more song. I'm excited about this song. Well, can we do this? Give it up for my family here. My Don't they sound amazing? So I grew up in a small town called Jessup, Georgia. Nobody in here knows where that is. Actually, I have hometown family here. Actually lived behind me. We were neighbors. Anyway, I grew up in a small town. I did not grow up just listening to gospel music. I listened to country music, rock music, you know, everything just kind of mixed together. So I have all of these sounds and genres inside of me. And one day, my husband came home. He's my producer. And he came home and he said, I have this interesting little melody that I've been hearing. And so he got on the piano and he started playing. I was like, oh, that sounds like a country song. So I got really excited. And we got together with some of our friends and we wrote this song. It's called The River of the Lord. And where I'm from, it's called a hand clapping, foot stomping church song. All right. So we're going to clap a little bit, put a smile on our face and celebrate the river and the joy of the Lord. Is that all right? Yeah. Let's go. Take me back to the river I first believed. Take me back to that moment, freedom I received. Heaven knows where I would be if it wasn't for your mercy. My sins are now forgotten, yet you remember me. Oh,
Inspire. Radio.
Here we go, Matt. Hey.
Got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles, yeah. Miracles on miracles, count your miracles, 1, 2, 3, 4, I can't even count them. I got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles, everywhere I look I see all of them.
Your miracles, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count them all.
guys. We are Maverick City Music, and we are super excited to be here with NPR Tiny Desk Concerts. I think this is like such a dream for us. And we're going to get into our next song, Gyra. Ready?
Yeah. My testimony, I'll never be more loved than I am right now. I'm not holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make my father proud. And I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Oh yeah.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown.
You've never been closer than you are right now.
We call you Gyra.
Means, and that word Gyra, it literally means the one who provides, God who provides. It's short for Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. And so it's kind of like, what does Gyra mean? But it's just that God provides. He reigns on the just and the unjust. He is
benevolent and loving to everybody. And so many people think that God is angry and mad, but that's not true. God is love, and that's what we believe. And so we just wanted to share that. And so we were able to recently go into the prisons and have been ministering there and just showing people that society often forgets about, that God loves them.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Man, that's still one of my favorites.
I know.
Okay. Well, we're on tour right now, and we also have an album out right now called Kingdom.
Yeah.
And we...
We recorded it in
the prison, Everglades Correctional Facility. Our brothers down there, what's up? Just in case y'all watching this. But we collaborated with a living legend. He's alive, y'all. He's a live legend. He's a live legend. Kirk Franklin. And we want to... Come on.
What's up?
Let me fix your seat.
It's still going.
Uncle Kirk came in with us, and we did this whole album in Everglades.
I'm so proud. Come on, give it up for these kids, man. It's incredible. Incredible. They are the biggest thing in the world in this space, man, and they're changing the generation, and I'm so honored. I was just on the corner. I had nothing to do today.
It's so ridiculous.
And they picked me up. I said, leave me alone. And so they brought me up here, and so they said, you want to do a song? I guess so. And so glad to be here, Tiny Desk, with these great young legends in the making, and so we did a song together. Like to hear it?
Yeah.
I said, would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other the way you love and see us. Come on.
My heart is always longed for something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. And everyone will be our eyes on the sun. Your will be done. Thine is the kingdom.
Yep.
Did not create our species to just exist.
Yeah.
We were created to change things.
Yeah.
We can change the environment around us.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for God to do all the work. He put the work inside of us. Can I get a witness?
Come on.
We show love to each other. We show change to each other.
Yeah.
And that's when change creates change.
Yeah.
Come on!
And if you ever wonder what heaven looks like, it's looking like me.
Question what heaven sounds like.
like you in black church. Come on, sing.
Support for NPR
coming. Inspire Radio.
It's all right. It's okay. Don't you let your trust get in your way. Just believe and have faith.
You're doing okay when you're trying to hide the pain on your face. Times are getting harder. You're praying, just keep hoping, believing. Hold on to
it's alright.
It's alright.
It's okay.
And it's okay.
Don't you let your troubles get in your way. Just
believe
and have faith.
And the blessed of the Lord to have my group with me, the Caesar Singers, with exception to Bernard Sterling, who is not well in his body, but we are praying for him. But God has given us another Black History Month. When I think about, amen, all of the other holidays, like one day, you know, President Day, one day, that can go on in Halloween, one day. But here we are, a whole month. Black history. Thank God for Dr. King's and for John Lewis and all of those who fought the good fight of faith. Why? Because he knew that our time was coming. You know, mothers are so special. I took care of my mom from the time that I was 12 years old up until we laid that empty house in the clay. Those of you who are privileged and blessed, and you got a mom at home, you better treat her good, because you never know when she's not going to be there. And so I just want to share just a little bit of this song with you here on the Tiny Desk, okay? I remember mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear my mama say, "The people are depending on you. Don't you let them down." I remember mama in a happy way, yeah. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
We went to school with holes in our shoes.
She did. She packed our lunch
in an old greasy bag. It might have seemed empty, but it was more than others had.
You know what else? She had a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the inside. Yeah.
I remember mama.
Oh, yeah.
In a happy
time to really sing all of these songs, because I'm beginning to feel something moving on the inside. When I think about where I've come from, and you know, a lot of time people will say, well, black people have not come any further, but that's not true. The Lord been good to us. I gotta say this stuff by myself, because you see, you don't know where he brought me from, but I know where he brought me from. I was ran by with pitchforks, and they were out there, but they tried to lynch me. But here I am. And God's been good to you too. Don't you let anybody tell you that Dr. King's dying was in vain. No. It wasn't in vain. I want to ask you a question, because a lot of times we come to church and we're so interested in what people have on the outside. But I believe that there's something on the inside that God is using. When I think about COVID, and I think about Corona, and I think about Omicron, or whatever you call them. But when I think about all of these things, and I see all of the lives that are being lost merely because you don't want to put on a mask, you don't want to wash your hand, you don't want to be vaccinated, you don't want any of that. But I come to tell you that if that is a way, if there's a way into a situation, that is a way out of the situation. The Bible said obedience,
yes,
is better than sacrifice. So the question is asking, what did you put on? Tell me, what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God.
Tell me, what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God.
I put on my breastplate of righteousness.
And the helmet of salvation. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Of the Lord.
Tell me, what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God.
Tell me, what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, of the Lord.
Son, you're deep with his peace.
Oh, yeah.
Coming Yes, I'm a soldier in the army. There's a song that I want to share. I recorded it early last year after George Floyd was lynched in broad daylight. And still, in spite of that, God has been good to us as a people. This is Black History Month, you all. Oh, yes. His life was taken from him because of one man who put his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes. And because of that, he is in prison. But we cannot get another George Floyd. And so the song said, I told y'all I'm beginning to feel this thing. All right, y'all ready? Take your knee off my neck. Because I can't breathe. No. How would you like it if it was done to you? God created us too. Yes, he did. It loves me now. Of all of this police brutality. Yes. So stop killing our sons and daughters. God created us too. Yes, he did. Black lives. Tomatoes, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, yes. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yes. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, yes. You name it.
Support for NPR comes from State Farm.
Inspire. Radio.
Just encourage you today that the Lord will finish those things in your life. He will help you complete them. You just gotta believe.
There's so much in my past I've overcome. So much in my future I haven't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. You'll see my story's not over. It's just begun. God's up to something. He isn't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. I will see what I've only dreamed was possible. In my heart I will do what I was created to. Nothing is for the one who started it, yes, we'll finish. Oh, 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 mama,
oh, mama,
what's lying ahead?
Through different things, especially with all this pandemic, and a lot of us are just looking for different changes in our lives. But I just want to encourage you again today that we can do those things, we can achieve those things, and we can change for the better. Change me, oh God, make me move like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Worship you. Help me. I need you to
change me.
Jesus.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, we need you to
change me.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God.
Change
hey,
me.
Anybody out there need a change? Wonderful.
chains, for those who remember this, has come over. Need to work on. So, you know, I just, hey, be encouraged today. Don't give up. Life is worth living. Yes. All right, now this song we're about to sing is one of our goodies, but besties that my brother Kirk Franklin wrote and produced for me. Take Me to the King. So if you know it, sing along with us. If you know it, sing at home. All right. Y'all enjoying yourselves? Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 mama.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
My heart is torn in pieces.
Oh, mama.
It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. Come on. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon. King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's name. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. Chasing after you. Oh, I know rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to to bring. My heart is torn to pieces. It's my can only imagine. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Can you only imagine what a day of rejoicing it would be? I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. Thank you, Lord. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face, oh God, is before me. I can only imagine, will I stand in your presence? imagine. God bless you. Thank you so much. Did y'all enjoy yourselves? Thank you so much. Sometimes after singing them so many times, just singing those songs, it still feels new to me that to think just to be before the King, or just to be take everything, all my issues, all my problems, I can take them to the King and he can help me fulfill all of those things that I'm in need of. And I just want to encourage everybody again, the listeners, if this makes it, to just hang in there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Family means everything. Let's just hold on to faith. Hold on to hope. Hold on to joy. Because it still exists. It still exists in our society. So God bless y'all. Thank you so much, Tiny Desk, for having me. I'm just full right now. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to stand before you, because tomorrow's not promised. So I thank y'all so much for coming out. Thank you guys. Give it up for the band, the singers. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. God bless you. Hope this will get you through the week.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One.
Inspire. Radio.